In day-to-day life, you can rely on the efforts of others, or you can step up and, well, basically fight your own battles. The obvious benefit of the latter is the sense of accomplishment and lessons that you'll learn about yourself that path provides. My next guest, who you see every day as part of the Fox News Channel's The Five, shares her personal insights and experience about achieving and attaining what you need to gain and address in your life successfully. That's the key word there. Her book is Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, along with her hosting duties. She's also a successful attorney, former prosecutor, assistant DA, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your program.
And thank you for providing a easy to understand and realize that it's possible motivation book with your book, Making the Case. Of course, Kimberly's website is the obvious, KimberlyGuilfoyle.com. And you can find out more information at the 5 and the rest of Fox News programming. That's also the obvious location, FoxNews.com. Having read Making the Case, Kimberly, it seems like the foundation is, I remember one time a bunch of us were sitting around in the studio and one of the disc jockeys asked, what's your passion? And literally half the room drew blank. They couldn't answer that question. So as you write about in Making the Case, really study and preparation is a foundation for standing on how to become your own advocate.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, I have found in life that you really have to visualize, think about, put it down on paper about your goals, what it is that is your bliss, that is your passion in life that can make you happy, so that when you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning, you're actually doing something that you thoroughly enjoy and that you believe in. And I do feel, and I have seen the proof, that if you do something that you believe in and that you're passionate about, you can monetize it and become, you know, very successful at it. So I encourage people to do that. So not just, you know, collect a paycheck, but to be fearless in their own advocacy. And then once you figure that out, to be able to give back and pay it forward. And that's what I've tried to do with my book, Making the Case. I wanted to be able to reach people and connect for them by writing a book that is revealing and vulnerable and, you know, interesting in terms of going through the path, the journey that I have taken to get to where I am, you know, in life. And of course, it's been a great journey with wonderful parents that really believed in me and instilled great values. And I really studied my parents, meaning paid attention to how they lived their life, how they treated other people. And that provided a roadmap for me for success and to be, you know, a good person filled with humanity and give back to other people, to not make this life about me, but to make it about other people.
And certainly belief is one of those other foundations that you need in yourself for any kind of success professionally and personally. But do people make the mistake too of, especially in the job market, they figure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, I'm doing the extra mile, but they're waiting for it to come to them. They're waiting for that promotion. They're waiting for that raise instead of stepping up and saying, excuse me, supervisor, director, owner, I believe I deserve this.
Right, and that's the thing, because you can't have that attitude of entitlement. I think that's so much of what's, you know, wrong going on in the country today, that people feel it is expected that things are going to be handed or given to them. And I recently had the opportunity to address a couple hundred interns for the Fox News program, and I told them, listen, talented, you're all here, so you have drive and ability and passion. Please understand that this is just the beginning of the journey. It's exciting, interesting, and you're going to be able to earn it along the way. Do not expect that in life things will be handed to you. Do not expect that when you graduate from your colleges that the job fair truck is going to show up in front of your house and hand you a 401k, keys to a car, you know, a great job, an apartment on Park Avenue. That's just not going to happen. You've got to make that happen for yourself and distinguish yourself from other people to show what's special about you and why you should be chosen. Other people are going to be able to make the case for themselves, so you need to as well. And that's like the message in the book. The first part is all about professional life, and meaning whether you're doing internships or trying to apply for a different job, asking for a promotion, being able to make the case and everything that goes into doing that and making that level of preparation. And the second half of the book deals with your personal life, with avoiding family drama, how to deal with co-parenting or divorce, and also the later challenges in life in terms of when you have to be the one that advocates on behalf of your parents and those roles are reversed.
All right, Kimberly Guilfoyle, her book, Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, along with being a co-host with the Fox News Channel's The Five, former prosecutor, assistant DA, successful attorney, KimberlyGuilfoyle.com, FoxNews.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. For being a successful advocate, is part of that goal encouraging others, not forcing or strong-arming, but encouraging others to become, in a way, a co-advocate of you?
Yeah, I think it's really important, the people you surround yourself with in your life. Like, you want to play up to the highest common denominator, not the lowest. So if you have people in your life that are telling you all the reasons why you shouldn't do it, or it's not a good idea, not believing in you, the people that are negative, like the chairman of Fox News says, negative people make positive people sick, right? Think about it. We all know people like that. And even as adults, sometimes we have to make changes in our life about the people that we keep in our inner circle, our circle of trust and advice. You know, every day I still look for opportunities to be able to connect or network or ask people for help or reach out for advice or sounding board from people that I trust and respect, and especially people that perhaps have been there, gone through the similar situation, or they are in a position that I would like to be in. That's the way you, like, reach out, talk to them, learn, and grow. You know, don't be afraid to, like, change your ideas and opinions about things. But really, it's so important to be around, you know, the right people. It really is. And it doesn't end. It's not just like, are you hanging out with the wrong crowd? When you're young, as an adult, who are you hanging out with? Who are your closest friends?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hang around with excuse makers for failure, right, then, I mean, that's what are you going to become?
I know. Birds of a feather.
You write, I'm a quotaholic, and you have a quote from Ronald Reagan in your book, in Making the Case: there are no constraints on the human mind, no walls around the human spirit, no barriers to our progress except those we ourselves erect.
It's so true, right? Well, my favorite president, first president that I was able to vote for, a wise man. And it's really true. Like, when you think about it, you're the one that can really limit yourself by beating yourself up. And I always say to people, like, life is hard enough. Be good to yourself, believe in yourself, act like you deserve to do these things that you're passionate about, and try and make your kids. When my mother passed away, my father saw me go in the wrong direction about life. He still wanted me to have great faith and belief in myself and in other people and continue in the way that my mother raised me. So when I would want to do something, my father would say to me, Kimberly, go to your room, put together your best facts and arguments, and then come back in front of me and make your case. Never be afraid of the no. Be more worried in your life about living a life with regrets that at the end of the time here, that you wish that you could have done things differently or tried harder to achieve greater happiness and personal satisfaction in life or given back more to the community. So I really try to be fearless. And I've said this before to groups that I've spoken to. I believe I was born to be fearless and courageous. And I want to instill part of that belief and see people have a better life. And that's why I wrote this book, even though it was very tough to write.
Wrapping our time with Kimberly Guilfoyle and her book, Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, KimberlyGuilfoyle.com and FoxNews.com, the web here on Issues and Ideas. And as Kimberly said, she has the professional and personal advocacy lessons and life-building blocks in Making the Case. And when it comes to things like friendships, dating, money, relationships, divorce, and, as you mentioned before, aging parents, in mm-hmm. that area of advocacy, are you also called upon for a level of adaptation to gain a level playing field with that other person that you are coexisting with, whether it be the aging parent or the new spouse with the financial matters?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different challenges and chapters that we've faced in our life. I mean, just, you know, when I thought, okay, I've got everything kind of figured out and I'm in this good job, et cetera, you know, something happens and you have to pivot and you have to make a change, or an illness comes up, God forbid, with a family member. You must be prepared and you must be ready to be a warrior on your own behalf every day. And that shouldn't overwhelm people or freak them out, but you should be excited about the fact that you have the ability to choose and decide and help shape your own path and your own future. To me, that's what life is about, and that's what makes it interesting and exciting. It's not, you know, stagnant. Like, this is constantly in flux, and I think that's why I love news and I love being part of the Five and Outnumbered. I'll be on there today. Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, and then 5 o'clock we'll be doing our show Eastern. So, you know, it's no 2 days are the same, and they're always interesting.
It's always a great thing. And what Kimberly presents to you as a reader in Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, is your starting block is believe in yourself, because there's plenty of people who are going to doubt you and discourage you and want you to stay down because they want to stay down and they want to have company down there. And hopefully that is not you. And with Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, you can see just how much capability, how much potential, how much your desire can turn into action that can propel you forward and build a stronger tomorrow versus what you already have today. It's a book that really is a must-read because it'll make you a better person. And being a better person can be a positive infection for people around you as opposed to the negative that we talked about before. KimberlyGuilfoyle.com, FoxNews.com. He's here every weekday on The 5. And Making the Case, How to Be Your Own Best Advocate, is her first of hopefully many books because she's got the life experiences that other people can learn from. Congratulations on a job well done with the book and for being here this morning.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for having me on your program. Have a great weekend.